to a special edition of Cat's Face. I'm Cat. This is my adorable Buckets, my brother Leon, and my sister Luna. Good evening.
Hi.
Evening.
Sorry, tonight. Now I'm obsessed to say I could cry happily. Tonight's edition is BTS. Hey, Army, we're coming. Get ready. All right, tonight. I would like to bring up Jungkook V, Jimin, Jin, J-Hope, Suga, and RM, who is the leader and trendsetter of BTS. Seven amazing superstar K-pop men who are currently in the military serving their mandatory military service.
And for that reason, they won't be coming on the show tonight, even though we did ask.
I wish. All right.
You can blame the government for that.
Let's get to it. We're going to go in turns as usual. Question one. How, whilst the group BTS remain relevant, even though they are serving in the military, or if I break it down, how will they remain relevant despite the fact they are serving Leon?
Well, the reason that they're staying relevant at the moment, they have released a whole bunch of music and stuff like that, and then they decided to do individual solo projects, which are not doing too bad at the moment. I believe, what's the name? I'm just going over my notes here. I think Jungkook has been probably the most successful out of the band in Australia, and also what's helped them to stay relevant is what do you call it? I'm just trying to think of the word. The other ventures that they do. Like, I believe they got a sponsorship or something with Puma or something along those lines. But to stay relevant, if you know you're going to be away for a while, then you need to stay relevant with the endorsements. That's the word I was looking for, the endorsements, and also your music, and also whether or not it's catchy or not.
Great answer, Luna. Same question, your answer. Whilst the group is serving mandatory military service, how would they remain relevant?
I believe that there are a myriad of different ways that they're keeping their name alive. Number one, their managers are going ham on the promotion of them and talking about what they're doing at the moment and where they are at and letting, their fans know what's going on, stuff like that. Number one. Number two, their music. It doesn't matter how many years they're away. The fact that the fans know that they're going to come back eventually is enough to keep them listening to that music in anticipation. But when that next set of music comes out, and you know how many years. I think the speak of them doing solo careers too has created quite the buzz. There's lots of different propaganda things that are happening around them to keep the BTS music and name alive. And I think that, like I said, it's mostly down to managers and fans, mostly.
Spread out some buckets. Same question, your answer. Whilst the group BTS is serving mandatory military service, how will they remain relevant?
It's interesting because BTS is not your average group. It's a very humanitarian group in a way. Yes, they're currently in the army, but that's only because they have to serve in the army. It's not like they had a choice. It was their government allowed them to prolong the time until they actually all eventually enlisted. But normally, if there were any other new kids on the block, so to speak it, they would be enlisted straight away, because they all have to do at least 12 months to 2 years military service. The other thing that they're doing is, yes, of course, they've got the singles that seem to be coming out, and they're good singles. Also, if you look at a lot of their video clips, you'll actually notice that a lot of their moves that they do are actually directly copied or inspired by Michael Jackson. And it's actually interesting that a lot of Michael Jackson fans are BTS fans. But also another one, which is quite interesting, which is
Kim Jong-un, who's the obviously leader or dictator of North Korea, who has literally said that he will missile launch some of the places where BTS members might be located. And that's just, I mean, it's very controversial.
Bit of a dick move.
It is a dick move, but at the same time, it's just propelled their popularity as well. It's like giving them free promotion kind of thing. It's really weird.
I want to add on to what you said about the military. It's strange because J-Hope was the first one who enlisted, and that would have been back in what, April 2023, and then. Yeah, and then Sugar enlisted in September, but then the last what, four of them to enlist were within 2 days of each other, which is kind of crazy. And even if they do finish up their sorry, and even if they do finish up with their military stuff, right? But the good news is they won't be straight into any war or nothing like that. However, they may be put on the reserves when they turn 38. Now, if I understand the South Korean conscription, and for people under a certain age, they would be on reserves between 38 and 45. After 45, then they won't be need to worry about it. But so they've got a few years to at least not have to worry about potentially going to any wars.
I think for me, while they're serving in the military, you said one of them went into 2023. Actually, he went in 2022. So he's been in the army for a year and he's coming out. There's two of them coming out this year. One on the 17th of June and the other one is 21st of October of this year. The rest are aiming to be released by next year. I think the relevance is that there's a massive, and I'm hoping I'm part of the army, the BTS army, but there's a massive fandom globally, not just South Korea, but global fandom of BTS, and they have nicknamed them lovingly BTS Army, and they've just been holding on and listening to music and buying new music and supporting their solo records and, their merchandise and just sending letters to their music management team to send letters to them of love and how much they loved and missed. And the fact that apparently Jungkook was named one of Billboard's top 200 singers of all time or musicians of all time next to Whitney Houston and Celine Dion and whatnot and Mariah Carey. His music is amazing. Like they would have to enlist and they did prolong it for a while. But
They had to put it off while they were doing their world tour. That's why they needed exemptions.
yeah, but once they come out in 25, they've actually, I think, believe re-signed to their record label for another few years. So once they come out, they'll be able to go back to civilian life and start making music again. And the fact that they're winning awards while they're away, but they can't collect those awards till they come out because of contraband and whatnot. And I think having the love and the support of the BTS Army, I can lovingly admit I listen to their music every single day. I think they are incredible humanitarians. They have helped with their own charities. They've helped people all across the world to learn how to love themselves and appreciate themselves, which brings me to my next question. What is the relevance of BTS speaking at the UN headquarters, Leon?
Well, it depends what they say because. I mean, as far as the United Nations is concerned, when it comes to celebrities, Greta Thunberg's already ruined that for any celebrity in the future because she went off on a tangent. She had no idea what she was talking about. It was all script written by her own parents. I don't believe that they should be addressing the United Nations That is up for the country's representatives of the United Nations to speak. I don't believe that BTS, as relevant as they are, should be even speaking there at the United Nations.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but they already have. I think a couple of years ago.
Well, I disagree with the fact that if they have, then I disagree with them with their.
Actually, what they spoke about was the RM who introduced himself and the six of them, some of them as BTS and the leader and translator of BTS. The reason why they spoke is because they wanted to speak out against violence, against abuse, against the stigma of mental health, how they can fix it. They also spoke about Love Yourself campaign that the BTS Army helped them with, that campaign, and how important it is for mental health to be able to speak yourself and speak your truth and stand in your truth and love yourself.
Actually, one of the things that RM actually spoke about, ironically, was the fact that there's a lot of in a lot of Western countries, a lot of people beat up and discriminate against Asian people, but a lot of the time, it doesn't get reported in the papers or anything like that. They're happy to pick up on another minority group and talk about that, but for some reason Asian people are often swept under the carpet, and so that was one of the issues that they were talking about, that and they said that's morally wrong and we should address domestic violence no matter where it is and where it comes from, because a lot of the time, depending on your race, it's often not spoken about. So I think that was a really important point, and I think that is worth raising to the United Nations, especially when they go on their humanitarian missions and whatnot.
They were also invited to the White House by President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to speak about Asian hate crime and violence, and the opportunity to discuss bringing an end to hate crimes, bringing an end to pain and suffering, and welcoming and speaking your truth and love yourself and to bring a change in the world. And I was very proud of that. Luna, same question. What is the relevance of BTS speaking at the UNHQ?
I think, as you guys have stated, there's a few different areas in which they've already spoke about. I think they also spoke about COVID vaccines. They spoke to younger people, the youth, about the importance of them. And what do I think the relevance is? I think it's really nice that a celebrity is taking the time out to talk about issues, to talk about, climate change, even to talk about lots of different things, and just I don't know, it just I feel proud that they're using their platform to help out with issues rather than just using it for their fame, which is really great considering like the country they come from, the history of it, the freedom that they're fighting for and training for right now. It all just really speaks volumes about what these boys think is important in life. And I'm quite happy that they address the younger generations in particular, because they are a massive influence. I mean, if some of the rappers started talking about how cool it was to go to school and get your master's in something, maybe more people would be doing it. And I'm just saying that, it's not that that's the right thing to do, but they just don't talk about it in songs. It's not popular. It's not a popular thing for younger generation to talk about this stuff. And BTS taking that on, changing it, doing really great work with their talks is just amazing.
I agree. Did you know that since they've been serving in the army, they've emasculated 400 million physical sales in albums?
I think the word you're looking for is a mass, not emancipated.
No, we use a mass. What?
What? Why
You
did you say
emancipated. You said emancipated. You
that?
emancipated 4 million, but really? And they've still got fans. Are you serious?
that what you meant, emancipated?
I know, amassed. Would have been amassed, not emancipated. They're two different words. Sorry, Pat.
Leon.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry to emancipate you there, Kat, but it's amassed, not emancipated.
I beg your pardon. I
didn't hear it.
They have made 400 million physical album in sales, and that's from the fandom buying their records, breaking their records, listening streaming services, because BTS are larger than life. So that's a great thing. Second to last question. Here we go. Since going solo, will BTS's sound change when they reform as a group in 2025?
I don't think it will. Because we know how they sound like as a band. We know how they sound like solo. I don't think it will change them much. And you did mention them solo and them as a band. I want to bring up an interesting little tidbit that I came across that at last year in the 2023 MAMA Awards, which is the major music awards in Japan, right? I kid you not, even though BTS did win two awards that particular night, the best male category was very interesting because it had Jimin, Jungkook, and V that were all nominated in the best male categories. And then they actually won awards as BTS. So that would have been a very, very fascinating night. But Jimin actually won that category, by the way. But having three of those guys in the one category, media would have been thinking maybe there might be, you know, there might be some residual, you know, maybe resentment towards other members of the band, you know, that one guy won and the other two didn't from the same category. But in all seriousness, I don't believe that it will change their style. Although when Elvis was in the army, Colonel Parker did say, you know, that Elvis, he won't be the same Elvis when he gets out. So yeah. I just hope that that's not the same with BTS. If they come out a whole different band, then they probably may lose a great deal of their audience. So I hope not anyway.
Good answer. Luna, same question. Since going solo, will BTS's sound change when they reform as a group in 25?
All right. So I just want to premise that I believe that the whole purpose of them going solo was done because they were coming out at different times. Because they wanted to remain relevant, the second that they get out of training or army training, one of them is going to release a song. That alone is going to propagate so much people coming in to view it and see what happened to him and how he is now, that eventually when the other three release the music, it will also get that hype so that when they come back together, the band is already hyped massively. In terms of changing, I believe these men are about to go through a transformation. The South Korean army is no joke. Their country is at constant threat with their neighbor. They've only just, you know, their independence is so important to them. They do not want to end up like the North of Korea. Unfortunately for the people there, people are trying to escape, all stuff like that. That's why they're training right now. Just in case one day that threat ever comes coming down, they're there to go and help. So, yes, in terms of changing, I believe that these boys are going to become men in terms of training in there. They're definitely going to get toughened up. But in terms of their love for singing and their passion for singing and their passion for even making money, let's say, I don't think that's ever going to go away. The solo careers are 100% just there to drive up hype for when one of them comes out and one of them's still in there for, let's say, another 8 months. There has to be some sort of propaganda or promotions going on so that the BTS hype can come back. But yes, I do believe that they'll change in ways where they'll become a bit more maybe serious or straight or strict in their routine. But in terms of music, I think that they'll try and remain the same.
Good answer. Buckets, same question, your answer. Since going solo, BTS's sound changed when they reformed as a group in 25.
I don't think it will, to be honest. I mean, they already know what works and they know what doesn't work. They could always make sort of like a featurette with another artist, say Snoop Dogg or even Psy, which they've done before. We know that they're very good soloists. All of them are very good soloists, and we also know that as a band they're absolutely amazing. I'm kind of agreeing with Luna. They're probably all going to come out at different times. Which is the one that is the social worker?
I think that's Jin or Jim, and he's one of them is coming out in June soon.
Yeah,
He's now become a boot camp leader, so he's currently training before he
so he's
leaves.
like a staff sergeant basically. So, I think they've nominated him, as she said, a staff sergeant. So he's effectively
Training.
training other soldiers to join. Whether he'll continue to be in the army as he's been promoted to staff sergeant. That's debatable. I don't think he will because in the army you don't really get them in that particular army you don't get that much money as opposed to say the Australian army. I mean like he'll be he'll definitely be serving similar on similar lines to how the band was serving the community even before they joined the army. So I think if anything, he's really just continuing his service just through the army kind of thing. So which again is just gonna allow us or allow the fans, I should say, to say, okay, well, they still haven't lost their style, they still haven't lost their morals, they still haven't lost their ethics. And when they finally all get out of the army, they're gonna go back to the humanitarian causes once again. So, yeah, I don't think anything's really going to change, to be perfectly honest. They may be emotionally scarred, that's a reality. But as far as their reputation, I don't, and their level of music and the sound quality that they have, none of that's going to change.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I think the solo music, like take Jungkook when he did FIFA World Cup, that has now got him in the billions. He's released several records. He's performed before entering the army. He performed in Times Square. He did a live concert, which was amazing. I've seen it.
Funnily enough, the only member of BTS that's not had any success in Australia is V.
And I think when the two of them come out now, going back to civilian life, they'll be holding the group together until the rest come out next year. Do I think they'll lose their sound? Absolutely not. I think BTS are bigger than the Beatles and will continue to be larger than the Beatles. I'm very proud to say I'm part of the BTS army. I think there's going to be some grown-up music, I have to admit. The music is exciting. It's you cry, you laugh, you smile. I mean, let's not forget, they started out as a hip-hop group, and then they transitioned into their rap, pop music and whatnot. And I think a lot of their music, like Dynamite and Butter, Dynamite was, a way to tell people, you only have one life to live. We want to make people smile. Your life is like dynamite, it's like fireworks. Enjoy it, live it, breathe it. We're proud of you. Success is real. Love is real. And I think when they come out, the fandom is going to go absolutely nuts because their concerts are going to be off the chain. I mean, not that it wasn't before. I mean, imagine how many more fans they've now brought in to the fandom without them being here. And I think their music is inspiring, it's motivating, it's uplifting, it's joyous.
And I'd like to say something else about their music. Do you notice no one actually gets sick of their music?
No.
Like people, for some artists, they play music like 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, and then they get sick of it, you know, after listening to it too long, or they feel it's overplayed. But for some reason, this band, none of their music is overplayed, and you don't get the feeling like it's overplayed either. It's in literally everything.
I mean, it's on my rotation on Spotify. When I'm going to work, they're the first thing I listen to. When I'm on the train, I'm listening to them. On the way back, I'm listening to them. If I'm going to get my hair done, I'm listening to them. I mean, it's, or they're on my TV on YouTube. It's insane. Like, I'm a BTS-aholic. I'm damn proud of it. Lastly, here's the one we're looking for. He's the biggest one of all. Last one. Here we go. Why are BTS loved around the world, Leon?
I think it's the style at the moment. Their music style at the moment, it's more like a pop, K-pop kind of hip hop kind of thing. They've managed to blend those styles into their music lately, especially with the likes of Butter, because that kind of had a pop, kind of hip hop, and kind of blended in a little bit of funk as well. So that's a little bit of style that they managed to blend in those three styles into one. It's that kind of the fact that they not pigeonholing themselves to one kind of genre. They split it around. What and they will know by, you know, by their analytics or whatever what works, and they'll figure it out, and they will go to what works. And you did mention about their songs, right? Dynamite in Australia was their biggest song back in 2020. Butter and also Permission to Dance, they were the second highest selling songs that they had in Australia. With they both peaked at number six, but I think if they've got to, I think they've got to stick around to that kind of style, a Dynamite slash Butter style, and that's what works. That's what works, and also they're young at the moment, so they can probably still belt that kind of stuff out for the next 5 years, maybe, and still stay relevant.
Good question, Luna. Why are BTS loved around the globe?
They have a sweet attitude. They have a nice personality. They do things that are not supporting drugs, death, all that stuff. They talk about stuff that should be relevant to the youth, that's not. They have great music, great boppy music. It's just a great, you bop along, you dance along, you can't help it. All over, they are lovely boys. You can just tell that they're probably very sweet to their fans, sweet to their families, good to their country. I hope that that never changes. I hope that their fame never changes them. I don't think it has. But with the more and more integration into American music society, I can see them, their innocence kind of being taken from them, their cultural culturalness about them, their culturalism, whatever the word is. I can see people trying to break that, and I hope that that never happens, because that's the part that I like about BTS. It's like they just have this nice energy. I don't know how to explain it. You look at them and it's fun. There's no drama. There's no nonsense. There's no Jimin got arrested today because he was at a park meeting a 14-year-old or something like that. You don't hear any nonsense like that. You don't hear that they're hanging out with Nicki Minaj, friggin' doing rap songs. You never hear nonsense about them, if that makes sense. And that's the nice part about celebrities like that. You're able to give them the fame that they want without having to be like, oh, well, this person's bad. Why am I still supporting them? Why is the industry still supporting them? They're just simple, simple boys, I believe.
Great answer. Buckets, why are BTS so loved around the globe? Go.
Okay, there's a couple of reasons. Actually, there's many reasons why there is. You've already mentioned the two major ones. Leon's mentioned once about their particular style of music. They jump from style to style. They just head to work to whatever's people are into, which is good. So they study their analytics, they check what's in or whatever, and then they kind of adapt, which is very, very good for a band that needs to change with time. The second thing that's also that Luna mentioned, which was the fact that they are basically a controversial free band. As you say, you don't hear them basically saying, "Oh, getting high with Justin Bieber," or having some sort of dirty dark se secret that no one should know about. The media are don't know anything bad about these guys. That's the basically the cleanest of the clean. They're clean. It's a clean cut band. But one of the things I actually really like about them is, although they have been inspired by Michael Jackson, all of their music is original.
Cool.
If you've noticed, yeah, it's all original. It's fun. It hasn't been written by some guy in the 80s. It's all original music. It might be written by an artist outside of BTS, but it's not like it was written a decade ago and then just adapted it into their new music. I also appreciate what the charities they've started and stuff like that, and I also appreciate how they make music about self-confidence. It's almost like they're a feel-good band, and they're not a, and they show strength as well. Their strength is in their confidence, in their kindness, in their compassion, as opposed to writing a song about going to the Holiday Inn and shooting up a neighborhood, or buying drugs, or getting marijuana, or whatever. Like a lot of African American bands that have about talk about hip hop and shit like that. So I can still group to them, and it's nice. And I love the fact that this is K-pop, and that they are a band that are an overseas band that normally wouldn't get any sort of attention because they're an Asian band, yet the entire world knows about them. And the amount of times that they've been number one, is amazing. The only other Asian band that's been this popular, okay, is maybe Psy. And I think Leon, you mentioned someone. I think it was, what was that? What the other band that was pretty big as well.
Blackpink.
Yeah, Blackpink, that was the other one. But really, there's not that many Asian bands that are popular in the West. That's really unique. So
Like,
I think they've got a lot of things going for them.
yeah. Don't forget, guess who's a big, massive fan of this, and they're in the wrestling industry?
John Cena.
John Cena is in.
Do, 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 do. Anyway, go on.
John Cena is actually, he went to their concert, and so did Channing Tatum, Tom Hanks,
So
Matthew McConaughey,
did
and
they
his
all pay
wife.
real money
I'm
for it?
pretty sure that John Cena and what was the second one that you just said? Channing Tatum are played by the same person. They're respectful brothers.
They all love BTS. I'm gonna answer the last question. Why are BTS loved around the world? One, their fandom. Their fandom. I stan you. I purple you. I think their kindness and their empathy and their love and their respect and their politeness and their attitudes. And the fact that they have such a big heart and they care, they're emotional, they're funny as hell. I've been watching video after video after video, and all I do is I crack up laughing, or I'm crying, or I'm smiling. Their generosity, their patience and their time towards their fandom, to people who listen to them, they're respectful. This hasn't been seen in a very long time. And I think they're humble and they love each other deeply as brothers. And I think that's the important thing. They bring the wholesome of, as Luna said, they're a clean cut group. And because they love them so, they love each other as brothers, they bring the whole family vibe. You know, that's, it's warm, it's inviting, it's kind, it's loving. Their music is just beyond crazy. Like, I absolutely adore it. And their fans are top, their fans are next level. Like, they, you know, they're supportive, you know, and I think BTS will always be loved around the world because it's just what they represent, how they represent themselves, their country, their group. And I think they're going to be around for a very long time. And I think the fandom of BTS Army are going to agree with me on that one.
Oh.
But I think that's it. Thank you so much, Buckets, Luna, and Leon. This has been an
And BTS, if you are listening, can I get some sponsorship, please? It would be great.
And to the BTS Army, don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment. Leave us some purple hearts. We purple you. We love you. Good night, Australia. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment, and let us know what you thought. Bye.
Bye.